Blackstone Publishing presents The Son of Seven Mothers, A True Story by Benjamin Risha. This book is read by Tim Getman. Introduction. The reasons for writing my story have varied over the years, as I have grown and matured. Originally, I wanted to tell my story without a real purpose for doing so. But as I shared my story with people, I realized that the benefit it provides is real, can be immediate, and also has long-term implications for understanding how to escape high manipulation groups and relationships. At the core of this story is a story about people and their relationships with each other, the power we exert over each other to achieve our goals, and how facts can dismember and mutilate lies. This story is my story. However, like many stories, it is deeply intertwined with many other lives and experiences. All the names have been changed, other than mine. My biological fathers, who passed away before this book was published, Tony and Susan Alamo, who are also deceased, and the names of Tony Alamo's other wives. Children, at that time, are referred to only by first names with pseudonyms to protect identity and privacy, or as child/a child. Like the children in this book, I use pseudonyms for the adults. All the events in this book happen to me, to the people in the book, and I have permission from them to share their stories. I have combined smaller scenes to ensure the smoothness of the larger story. Many of the characters' characteristics have also been consolidated for the sake of brevity and to prevent any one person from being identifiable. Footnotes are provided as attribution for events that different editors and I deemed important enough to support with outside sources. Some of the details of this story are horrific and lack explanation on their face value. But later sources that were closer to the events came forward providing details that explained the unexplainable, like the motive for so many child beatings and why state and local authorities never intervened. I am fortunate to have been given access to so many different people and their histories as it pertains to the timelines involved. Throughout the life of this book, editors have assisted me with constructing the narrative of this book. They have all wondered aloud why the reports of abuse were not reported to government agencies. My response has always been the same. The abuse occurred in a cult where outside authority was not allowed to intervene and who were considered the enemy. I hope by reading this story, you will come to understand the reality in which it occurred.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?